Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
They had to do something. It was a bad look for everyone involved that Shedeur Sanders' phone number was available to Jeff Ulbrich. It was on an open iPad. His 21-year-old son saw it and took it down with the intent of making that prank call. I think most reasonable children understand there are certain things that you don't mess with. Dad's or mom's work would be, I mean, there's not even a conversation to be had. You don't even have the devil on one shoulder, angel on the other. This is a case where the angel mops up the floor with the devil. You never even get down that road.
Mike Florio talking about Shedeur Sanders being pranked by Jeff Ulbrich's son. And I'm so happy that the league was like, yeah, man, we're not allowing this to go without there being some punishment. And so the league punished the Atlanta Falcons $250,000, which to a franchise is nothing. But they fined Ulbrich, is it Birch?
Ulbrich, you got it.
No, but it's
either Ulbrich, B-R-I-C-H. So I thought it was Ulbrich.
I thought it was B-I-R-C-H.
You know what? It's B-R-I, but he doesn't deserve the correct pronunciation.
No, I think
after the actions of the family.
You have to point it out.
You don't want to get sued by the Ulbriches? I think it's the Ulbrichs.
I think it's Ulbrich, too. I think that this might just be a typo. But anyway, he got a fine $100,000.
You'll feel that.
You'll feel that as an assistant coach for sure.
He's hoping that's a typo.
Yeah, he's hoping $1 is what he's hoping.
He was hoping that whole video that his son is like, let's put that out there.
Oh, that's AI.
Yeah, that's a deep fake. That's clearly a deep fake.
But think about it, Speaks. Think about, like, I mean, I know that this bar mitzvah is going to set you back a few dollars, but that at least is something that he's working towards.
Oh, absolutely. That is about the love of my son and the hard work of my son. This is paying for the misdeeds of your son.
I cannot believe Ruben prank called Colson Montgomery and told him he's going to swing school.
I can.
He prank called Sean Sears, said, yeah, I'll be there on Sunday for hit and run. And then he's actually not. Freaking right. He'll be there this week, though. No, Lawrence, you're right.
Think about, like, the lowest dollar amount that wouldn't get you the belt with your parents that you cost them. And then you add on you.
Oh, man.
Look, to this day, I am almost 50 years old.
Yeah, and you got an incident that popped right in your head, didn't it?
Well, one of the.
Because I do.
One of the instructions that I still get from my mother is don't embarrass the family.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can, yeah, you grew up with that in there. I can see that. Knowing you now, I totally, totally get it.
And that ship has sailed now that Lawrence is working with us.
Yeah.
Dragging him right the hell down.
All over now.
Oh, yeah. You had a good run.
I did. It went well for a while there.
So the league said that Ulbrich and the Falcons had failed to prevent the disclosure of confidential information.
Yes.
And Ulbrich said himself at a press conference today, my actions were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. He continued, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Oh, that hurts. When you have to go to the, I know I'm better than this. And you're a grown-ass man like him? He's got to be fitty, Jeff Ulbrich. He's up there with his gray-ass beard and his six head. You know, he's got to be a 50-year-old man to be embarrassed and chastised by the NFL and be up there and saying we're better than this.
It's been an interesting 48 hours for fathers and sons in professional sports leagues. One, you have the father being embarrassed of the son. The other, you have the son being embarrassed of the father.
And Jeff Ulbrich went on to say, at least I'm not that Halliburton dad. Am I right? Huh?
That's how you should have left it. You should have just walked off with that.
Like, well, at least I didn't. At least my son didn't hold up a shirt or a jersey in front of Shador. No. The Ulbrich family is working with the organization to participate in community service initiatives in relation to last week's matter.
Oh my God! what does he have to go to the Boys and Girls Club and talk to the kids about the dangers of prank calling?
I bet that is going to be one of the things that he ends up doing.
My name is Jeff Ulbrich.
You may know me from that viral moment that I completely set up, and
he plays like a Jerky Boys clip. It's like, now you kids may think that's funny,
but it's not.
I learned it from this CD. What's a CD, sir?
Amanda Hug and Kiss. Lord, can you help me find Amanda Hug and Kiss? Don't call the bar and tell.
I'll see you there with my shoes.
Don't do it. This is my son, Jax. Jax, tell him what you did. I
gave the guy the number and just sat in the video like an idiot. Sad, yeah. I wasn't even the one making the call. I'm just sitting there.
Yeah, but I was in that all up in the video.
Yeah. Listen, all you kids of the Boys and Girls Club, I know you don't own iPads, but when you are lucky enough to own an iPad,
lock it up.
Lock it down. If you ever work for the NFL and they send you an email, make sure you lock that down. Yeah,
and that's the part where I am glad that the NFL came down on the Falcons. Because we talked about a couple days ago, if this were a player who let confidential stuff out there, there would be repercussions to it. So I'm glad that it was a coach that because that's the whole Man. Thing is messed up. The fact that multiple players got pranked, and this is something that the NFL and NFL security is going to have to start wondering, do they have to now come in and say, we're going to be in charge of the dissemination of information of players' info?
Maybe so. And look, sometimes fathers and sons can be in cahoots on stupid-ass stuff like this. Like, we're going with the assumption that the iPad was left open, man. It's like, did the Lagoo dad
wow,
tell
that's,
him?
That's harsh.
Tell his son. No,
that's harsh on Jeff Ulbrich,
the
man.
The first base coach is right over there. You can run out there if you want, but don't tell anybody I suggested that.
I'm feeling that the football coach probably isn't going to push his son into doing something like this.
No, but if
this
the son.
This just feels like carelessness.
I know, white trash.
I understand, Lawrence, but if the son's like, Dad, come on, man. You got to get me Shador's phone number. That's not even his real number. That's just the one he gave you guys. You know it's not his real number. Come on, Dad.
I would like to think, although you make a valid point, but I would like to think that most coaches would be like, get the bleep out of my office. I have raised you poorly.
I just know that there are dads out there who are starved to be pals with their kids.
That's true.
And maybe give in on some of that stuff.
Maybe a coach's life does lend itself to maybe I'm not around as much.
Yes. I'm not around as much. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kid. It's just an innocent prank. Yeah, I don't like Shador kid either. He was a jackass when I was there in the meeting. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm not saying
it's not out of the realm of possibility, but correct. I would like to believe that this feels like you're working late, you get up, you take your glasses off, you're rubbing your eyes, and you're like, you know what, I'm just gonna go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Dad's iPad is open. I wonder what they got going on here. Oh, would you look at that? It's everybody's phone number.
Snotball. You're a snotball. You're a snotball here. Oh, you damn kids.
I've read a lot of people saying that since Jax Ulbrich is a football player, that coach should have some Oklahoma drills going on for him as a punishment.
Mr. Jazz.
Run the stairs.
Hugh Jazz. I need a Hugh Jazz in this bar. Are you here? Wait a minute. You damn creature.
I also thought the Shador handled this really well.
He did, but the Ulbrich did not.
He might have been shamed into having to handle it well, but he did handle things very well.
The texture says the kid should have to carry Shador's stuff during training camp
in Cleveland. I don't want him that close to any of my information.
Don't leave your iPad close.
Gonna prank Travis Hunter next. I don't like that.
Come on, Dad. Come on, hook me up, Dad. It's terrible. Who would ever say such a thing?
When we come back, Speak sent poor Alex on a research project.
Yeah, man.
We will have...
He crushed it.
We will have the answers to what Alex found out as he was trying to figure out what to do about Kyle Tucker, the research project, and its evidence next on The Score.